وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the human traits, and specifically the bad human traits that the Quran warned us about. The traits that me and you should not indulge in. Why? Because the consequences are very severe in the outside world. They would manifest themselves to the outside world and harm other people. The trait that we were discussing in previous episodes was jealousy or hasad. We discussed many aspects of this moral vice. We got to the point where we are discussing the causes of this moral vice. And obviously, by looking at the symptoms, we're trying to diagnose and obviously treat ourselves. So if we know what causes it, hopefully we can get rid of it. One of the reasons of people becoming jealous of others is that they have fear of losing something. So sometimes when two people try to fight over one thing, sometimes jealousy comes in between, and a person becomes jealous or a hasid of the other person just to make sure he does not get what he wants. So sometimes you see this happens between two, for example, brothers who are trying to get to their parents. Okay, I want to make myself more beloved to my parents than my other brother. Or sometimes you see this happening between students. Sometimes you see this happening between relatives, right? Mothers-in-law, and so on and so forth. The Quran gave us a beautiful story, and He Himself, Allah, the Almighty, the One, the Only, He said, "Ahsanul Qasas," the best of stories. And that is the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. The whole misery of Yusuf, him being thrown in the well, him being in the castle of Fir'aun, him being imprisoned, him being tempted to commit the haram, him having to be away from his father for a number of years, the misery of Ya'qub losing his eyesight for 3-4 times, and the whole story, Allah calls it Ahsanul Qasas, the best of stories. And obviously this story is beautiful anyway, because you need to look into it. And all of this started with jealousy. They said, the brothers of Yusuf, they looked at their brother. So 11 of them or 12 of them, they looked at Yusuf. And they said, Yusuf, أحب إلى أبينا منا. He is more beloved to our father than us. How dare he? Then they sat down and they have planned to kill their brother just so they can become more favored in the eyes of their father. So they were seeking his favorism over their brother Yusuf. So they thought, if Yusuf stays with our father, then we will lose our father to Yusuf, because obviously he loves him more than us. So the fear that they had of losing their father's love pushed them to first kill Yusuf. But then one of the brothers says, no, let's not go that extreme. Let's just throw him in the well. So you can see that hasad itself will cause a lot of misery for other people. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we said hasad is a problem. So one of the causes is fear that we have that we might lose something or someone might beat us to it. So what we do is we have jealousy in ourselves and our hearts and then we manifest into the outside. So we have to be very careful that when we have other people and we have competitors on the outside, we have to be very aware not to cross the red lines and the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, تِلْكَ حَدُودُ اللَّهِ. These are the limits of Allah. فَلَا تَتَعَدَّوْهَا. Do not cross it. Another reason is pride, takabbur. And this pride notion began with Iblis and continued. So Iblis, or Shaitan, Satan's main problem was jealousy and pride. Now, when it comes to us as well, sometimes we have too much pride in ourselves. So we expect people to be below us. We expect people to follow us. We expect people to, treat us differently. And when we see someone being treated nicely, and with honor, that makes me jealous of them. I should be the one who is respected, not him. So you see that we have issues and problems. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. Now, obviously, when Allah revealed the Quran, they were very jealous of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, why would Allah reveal the Quran to a man who's poor, who's orphan, he has nothing? Allah should have revealed to a person who's of a great power, a person of a great status, a person who's very well known, and so on and so forth. So this was their expectation because of their pride. They could not accept the fact that Allah couldn't reveal His Quran or His religion to a person who does not have these things or a person who does not have any status in their measurement. So that's a problem. That sometimes when we have pride, our pride leads us to doing jealousy and hasad towards other people. One more and we will end with this. And the ta'ajjub, right? We have also a sense of ujub in ourselves. We take too much pride in ourselves. And, you know, say, who are you compared to me? For example, it says, ma antum illa basharan mithluna. When Allah sends a messenger, he's like, who are you? You're just human beings like us. فَقَالُوا أَنُؤْمِرْ لِبَشَرًا مِثْلُنَا. Do you want us to believe in a human being just like us? So they had this عُجْبُ in their nafs. They had this pride in themselves. But why would I listen to them? وَلَئِنْ أَطَعْتُمْ بَشَرًا مِثْلَكُمْ إِنَّكُمْ أَذًا لَخَاسِرُونَ. And if you are obedient to a human being like you, then surely you are at loss. That was their ideology. Because they had so much pride in themselves. And عُجْبُ in themselves. They said, well, you know, Allah should send us angels, not human beings like us. So if we have that ourselves, we have to be very, very careful. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.